Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Travis Buck. Batting second. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting third. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The DH, Dan Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dan Heron. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Batting third. The DH, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Redmond. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jason Tyner. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Nick Punto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Buck Bonser. And now, play ball. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Buck strikes out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Swisher takes first base on ball four. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Chavez hits a pop-up towards third. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Castillo takes first base on ball four. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartlett hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castillo moves to second. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Castillo moves to third. Mauer moves to second. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cuttier strikes out. Kendall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cuttier out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops it up and throws to first, with Heron covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coetzee hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Tyner. Coetzee reaches second base with a double. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Crosby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Redmond hits a line drive into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kubel hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Tyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops it up and throws to first, with Heron covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Twins 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Buck is 0-1 in the game. Buck strikes out. Two outs. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stewart is 0-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Swisher is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Punto strikes out. One out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Castillo is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bartlett is 0-1 in the game. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mauer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bartlett moves to third. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Mauer. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Mauer steals second. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cuttier is 0-1 in the game. Cuttier takes first base on ball 4. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morneau is 0-1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morneau for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Twins 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Chavez is 0-1 in the game. Chavez hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Coetzee is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ellis is 0-1 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Crosby is 0-1 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Redmond is 0 for 1 in the game. Redmond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Kubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubel hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Redmond moves to second. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Punto is 0 for 1 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Buck, who is chasing the ball. Punto reaches third base with a triple. Redmond scores. Tyner goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castillo for the out. 2 outs. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bartlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Castillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buck is 0 for 2 in the game. Buck strikes out. 2 outs. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cuttier strikes out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 2 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morneau for the out. Mauer moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Redmond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Redmond hits a fly ball into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Swisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kubel is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Tyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tyner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tyner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Punto is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Punto hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Tyner. The throw from Kendall and he is out, Ellis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Coetzee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coetzee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Coetzee takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coetzee moves to third. Matt Gurrier now pitching. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall strikes out. There goes Crosby. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Buck is 0 for 3 in the game. Buck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coetzee scores. Crosby scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Santiago Carcilla now pitching. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bartlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bartlett for the out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mauer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Denys Reyes now pitching. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chavez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cuttier is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Cuttier hits a fly ball into center field. Coatse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morneau is 0-3 in the game. Morneau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Redmond is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Redmond hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Buck. Redmond reaches second base with a double. Alan Embry now pitching. Jeff Cirillo pinch hits for Jason Kubel. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cirillo strikes out. Two outs. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tyner is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Tyner takes first base on 4. Torrey Hunter pinch hits for Nick Punto. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo now playing third base. Lou Ford now playing left field. Mark Coatse batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Coatse is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Coatse takes first base on 4. Pat Neshek now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ellis is 0-3 in the game. Ellis strikes out. One out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Crosby is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Crosby strikes out. There goes Coatse. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jack Kust pinch hits for Jason Kendall. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kust takes first base on 4. Coatse moves to third. Kurt Suzuki pinch runs for Jack Kust. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buck is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Buck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki now catching. Joe Kennedy now pitching. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Castillo is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coatse, who is chasing the ball. Castillo reaches third base with a triple. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bartlett is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Bartlett takes first base on 4. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Bartlett moves to second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mauer is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Bartlett moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.